Yeah.
I'm just thinking how this must be very, very different in, say, Eastern cultures, because we do so personalize every bit of suffering.
Yes.
And then tag, if we possibly can, look for a cause, tag a cause on it. Remember?
Yeah.
Back when I started being a psychologist, people were saying depression brought on cancer, and if someone had cancer, they'd start to say, well, you pick up your mood and laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It must be very different in Thailand.
Generally, yes. Broad brush.
Broad brush.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, no, but your condition, you learn different concepts just because of the language and the fundamental assumptions that are conditioned into the culture and the language. So it's a... there's a story I've told so many times of the one of the first times that I was, or early days of when I was translating for a Thai monk, and senior Thai monk who I was traveling with, attendant translator, and was in New Zealand, and asked the question of you know what, how do we deal with guilt, and then I went to translate it to translate the question, and all of a sudden I realized I didn't know what the Thai word for it was, I just laughed because sort of, okay, that's telling in and of itself. So then I had to explain to him what a Westerner does to make themselves feel guilty. And then he listened, and he had this look of real concern. He said, oh, that's really suffering. Tell them not to do that. You know? So yeah, it's just some things are we do, we tend to personalize so much, and that's a it's general for the West. America is exceptionally good at it. that sense everything is, because that's the kind of freedom that you think you should have, that everything is a matter of personal choice. And you start saying, oh, maybe not. And you realize, oh yeah, these are the situations that everybody is subject. It's not a matter of personal choice. I think that in order to gain my freedom, I need to be able to work within these boundaries.
Thinking about the book that's going around the monastery, can't we talk about something more pleasant?
Right, 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 right. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything but...
Yeah, 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 that's excellent.
Anything but reality.
Yeah. Yeah, for anybody, it is a book that's going around the monastery right now, and it's... I would recommend it to everybody, but particularly people dealing with... dealing with themselves. But dealing with aging parents, this is what the book is a... cartoonist for the New Yorker, Roz Chast, and it's her story, how she's dealt with it, and it's cartoons. Some of it is incredibly poignant. Some of it's very sad. Some of it's very funny, and it's all very honest of this working with the situation of aging parents, and that's the the title, you know, can't we talk about something more pleasant, you know. As soon as she tries to really bring up something that's kind of meaningful and direct, that's